The NBA season is heating up, and Kevin O'Connor and Chris Vernon have got you covered on The Mismatch. They discuss all the news, the trends, and transactions happening around the league. They also offer their on-court analysis and occasionally get into heated debates. Check out The Mismatch on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome in Thursday's edition, Sports Cards Nonsense. First thought of the day. I forgot to mention this to you off air. I want new music. Have you? You don't ever go back and listen because you're kind of your listening ship is lazy.
I know.
Is that what it
I
is?
Just,
is it listening no. ship? It's viewership. What is it when you just listen? Listening ship.
First, it doesn't matter because it's not true. I'm not a lazy listener.
You don't go back and listen to the shows though, right?
I am a performer, and once the craft is out of me, I leave it there. I leave it where it was, and I don't need to take it back in.
I want new intro music. Ronick, jump on here.
What's up?
Ronick, is that a thing?
Ronick, this whole thing, like the 1960s carnival. Can we get some new music? Like some hyper, like some exciting music.
Yeah, I don't know who to ask about that. I don't know if we're assigned music or if we can pick. I can ask for sure.
We'll see. You want me to call anybody out on air right now?
Would that help? No, I don't think that's a great idea.
Is that the way to go? No. You're saying no. Okay.
Thank you, Ronick.
Gotcha. Okay.
Lord.
Ronick, can you look into that? I would like some new intro music. I hate it.
I can ask.
Starts with just...
He's going to ask. It just sounds... it's fine. Well, how would you know? You don't listen to it anyways. It's fine.
I hear that. That's the only part I hear.
Big picture. I had my camera out, ready to record. Went to the dog park today. I was on the phone with you, and I figured he's not going to believe me, and I did not get it done fast enough. First time ever... The Griff, 6 months old, greatest dog in the earth, second greatest, Brady's still number one, lifted his leg to pee, first time ever, pal.
How is this on a podcast?
There's a few times in life when you're proud as a father. This is one of them.
That's not one of them.
The day your puppy stops squatting to pee, but then, of course, we get home and he pees and just squatting like a little girl. It's not his fault. Nobody's mad about it, but I thought if I tell Jesse this, he's just going to deny it.
You know what?
Person.
Oh my!
You've been called negative. No, I'm jumping on
board. I'm jumping on board. I have a dog here today. Little Prince Caspian.
What?
No, that's what my wife's nickname for him is. His name is Sturgis after the motorcycle rally.
I've seen this dog.
You haven't seen him recently. Love my father-in-law.
Hope he has a great personality because looks. Not strong in the looks department.
He is adorable. However, he did get kicked in the head by a horse, and he has an eyeball that's somewhat popping out. So that doesn't help him. But the fact that now, love my father-in-law. My father-in-law feeds him like little hot dogs, I think, for dessert.
That's healthy.
And it's showing. So we're taking care of him while he's out of town. And his belly legit about rubs the floor right now.
Good for him,
I feel bad for him. I feel bad for the guy. But that being said, now I feel like I can participate in these dog comments. And
wasn't that good?
As I'm doing it, I kind of hate it. I don't like it. Why are we talking about dogs?
You know why I'm in a bad mood? So I made a conscious effort today. I listened to 7 or 8 different podcasts. I was like, you know what? I'm going to start getting more plugged in.
You only get mad. You only get mad every time you listen to anything else.
I don't mind if you don't like the show. I really don't care. So difficult to find entertaining podcasts. Like Simmons is on my he's also paying us. So Simmons is on my list. Fair. I listen to Simmons and I listen to Vernon's show and I sometimes listen to his Mismatch. But I like just radio show.
Okay.
But I try to expand my listening ship. What is the term for that? Viewership? Listenership?
Somebody let it die.
Move
and
along.
Move on.
The banter is so forced on most of these shows. It is like...
They're not like us?
Dude, I'm at the dog park, and I'm literally just whipping the tennis ball as hard as I can because I'm so frustrated listening to these morons. Some of them are on big networks, too. It's like, hey, Jesse, how are you, buddy? What did you do this weekend? You talked to the guy 10 minutes ago. You already know what he did this week. Why are you asking him? And nobody else cares. I understand nobody cares about our banter.
Yeah, I do, but at least you tell me.
I make a conscious effort not to speak to you ahead of the show so exactly. I can actually just talk to you now.
That's true. We catch up. That's why we talk about dog crap because, listen, folks, you want to know what it's like being Mike. This is it, baby. It's dogs and cards 24/7.
Best life ever. I love it. True. I'm just, I try to listen to specifically NFL stuff. That's why I asked Ronick off air. I want to see if we can get Kevin Clark on. I would like some NFL talk moving forward. I'd like to see if he'll jump on with us.
Okay.
But my goodness, it is. That's why when people ask now, how did you two clowns get a show?
Yep.
That's how. Go listen to other podcasts. It is. It's a tough listen. It's a tough, to steal Drake's words, it's a tough listen.
Is that all Drake? I'm gonna
say. Drake said that about Draymond Green. You're welcome. That's all I had to talk about. We didn't do any of the prep. I prepped my note today was Griffey lifts leg. That was my note.
Well, that being said, I think that we do have some excellent show prep, at least from my side of the table. We do have a new segment coming up.
Corey just said he's going to ask Kevin if he will make an appearance here. So,
okay, cool. Because people were still wondering about that.
Guy gets way more listeners than we do. Of course they're wondering. What are you saying?
Big picture.
All right, what is the big picture? We haven't talked.
You have this. You have this in the order. I thought we were starting with basketball, but you want to go SGC first?
There is no basketball on the menu today. I told you the other day we are not talking about basketball today.
I see basketball on this list, but that's fine. That's fine.
Update your list then, dude. There's no basketball on there.
Basketball lower, vintage higher than BVG.
That is under the SGC topic. And it's also like the 10th line down.
I'm just saying there's still basketball being discussed.
You make me think we might need to start doing some prep for this thing. I'm going to be honest with you. Here's your basketball. Here's your basketball 40-second I don't care update. Luka is unbelievable. He's going to beat the Clippers. And I'm telling you right now, his base PSA 10 prisms are going to hit $1,500 before the end of the year. He's a monster. Ja Morant cards are officially in my do not move box. Box I leave in the closet. I don't take it to shows. I'm not even looking to sell it. I'm just holding it all till next year.
Is that because you're scared?
LeBron has me terrified because if they lose, I'm going to lose thousands of dollars because it's going to be an offseason drop. And Anthony Davis better come back tonight or they are not beating Phoenix. I don't know if they're beating him with him, but they're certainly not beating without.
Go back to the SGC comment. I'm sorry. Ja Morant comment because I am curious. I think other people are curious.
His prices are going to drop. He's eliminated.
Okay. That is why. You're not doing it because you believe in him.
I believe in him long term. His pricing is already so cheap. Even though people hate base, I think there's more upside long term than down. I am not even going to look. I have actually removed them from my card ladder collection. I don't need the update.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't need the update saying like, hey, it's dropped 20%. It's going to happen. I don't care. I'm just holding it long term.
Okay.
There you go. All right. No more basketball talk. Done. Next.
What? SGC talk.
Yeah, we're nerding out for the next... Jesse, get a timer.
We're
not spending more than 10 minutes on this.
Did
you actually hit a watch?
Yep, I did.
So we announced our sponsorship big time deal with SGC on Monday. What's amazing to me is, do you have this in your news thing about BGS closing?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah.
Okay, what's amazing though is we didn't talk about BGS because even though it was announced Monday, they have the press coverage of like... As many people literally know about Griffey lifting his leg as they knew about Beckett closing down. Amazing. They don't just, whatever. Okay, so we're not going to talk. Good timing, though. We had no idea that was going to happen, neither did Peter at SGC, but we announced our partnership on Monday. I'm excited we did. I subbed cards yesterday at Nash Cards. Is that video up, by the way?
Yes. So YouTube,
If you go to our YouTube, well, take this away. This is your thing. Do something.
Yeah. Go ahead. So we posted up every once in a while. Interviews that Mike and I will do that don't make it on the show. And we just did, or I should say Mike, I did not go. Didn't know I was invited until about an hour before he left. Whatever.
Plenty of time, plenty of notes.
There we go. Mike went down and visited with Nash Cards, one of our other sponsors that you may remember from before, just jumping back on as our big SGC grader. So Mike, take it from there. What did you guys talk about?
Yeah, so a couple big things in talking to Chris. So first of all, I subbed 10 cards yesterday. The video on our YouTube channel, did you say the name of it? Just Sports Cards Nonsense, right? Isn't it the same name?
Yeah.
On YouTube? Okay. So like a 15-minute thing, an interview. Jesse actually did all the producing, and I want Ronick to watch it, see how critical he can be of the video. Jesse does pretty good work, though, with video, actually.
I mean, I put about an hour's work into it. Don't be critical, Ronick. Thank you.
For 49%, I get an hour. It's good to know. So here's the highlights of the conversation. Watch the video for the rest. First, you can now submit through Chris at Nash Cards, nashcards.com. For $25 a card, that is the lowest rate any subgroup has around. It's $30 if you do it yourself. Just use him. You then get the automatic emails and updates and all that stuff. He confirmed what we said on Monday. They're seeing turnaround time 2 weeks or less. Now, people were worried, like, hey, what's going to happen now that BGS is closed? Be honest with you. You should be sending to SGC anyway. I was going to go over the comps and like pricing different things right now, but they are not near their capacity per day. Peter has told me they have ability to ramp up production anyways if they need to. There's a little bit of a breakdown on the slabs on there too to show you like some of the new slabs. The other thing, I actually texted Peter, 30 minutes ago? No plans in the immediate future to raise pricing.
Yeah,
that was the biggest thing.
That was big. Yeah.
Now the Beckett's closed, because I told him I'm going to lose my mind. I have to do some retraction statement on here.
I can't. I'll just do another car video with a huge poof again, like last time.
Oh, I'll go live on Facebook and start screaming.
That's another YouTube video. Check out that YouTube video.
Yeah, sure. So, point being, no plans to raise their pricing. They're already way overperforming because they're getting 25-day orders back in 9 to 10 business days. So even if production ramps way, way up, I don't think you're going to see delays. They have, to me, I said this Monday, I stand by it now, and I also stand by the statement, most grading people are crazy devout to one company. I am not. I use PSA when it was advantageous. I still do sometimes. Beckett, I really dislike, except for patch autos now. CSG, I have no use for. HGA, I've never gotten in the queue to try. I would use them for some PC stuff. That's about it right now. To me, I think SGC is the best. If you disagree, you are probably not going to hear my voice or anybody else's and change your mind. Grading people are just like this devoted cult
brutal.
Following. So like the PSA fanboys are going to be the PSA fanboys, SGC fanboys are going to be that. I don't care what you are. I'm just telling you from a dollars and cents perspective, it makes the most sense.
I to piggyback on that just for a second. I think
you're going
to
piggyback on me.
I just want to piggyback. I just had a mental image of me jumping on your back.
I had a mental image of me
I'd
getting
like
killed.
To see it. No,
sorry. That's not. Come on.
That's
Jess.
That's a mean thing.
How is the weight loss going? We have not an update in weeks. Can we get one?
The weight loss is going good. Down 15 pounds, but
yeah,
it's going
buddy.
Slow. It's going slow though.
Who cares? Slow and steady wins the race, dude.
Oh, well, thank
the
you.
The motto
really
of the tortoise.
That. Yeah. Let's forget about weight loss because I am on a little bit of a lull right now. I haven't
You're
lost any
it.
Weight this week, but whatever. I might get back in there.
You're
no
doing great.
Deal.
We're proud
Thanks,
of you.
Thanks, guys.
The show loves it.
SGC thing. So I was going to do this a few weeks ago before we actually partnered with SGC, which I don't know. I hope people believe that. Like, I hope they're not like, yeah, right. He's just saying it. But my straight cash homie pick was going to be I didn't have a specific card. I actually had straight cash homie SGC grading was going to be it because I feel like they're
what
so
kind of a what kind
under
of a plug is this? What
no,
is
no, no,
happening?
Stop it. Don't interrupt me. I didn't interrupt you when you're talking about lifting legs and dog pee. Leave me alone. I think that your value, just because it is graded by SGC now, is going to go up. So that's to say, I don't know. From this point on, if you got your card graded, because I think the values have already started going up. But if you had a SGC 10 or something, that card value maybe a few months ago would have been, I think, like in some of the stuff that we looked at, like maybe half or
50%.
At least like, yeah.
3 months in previous, about 50% of it. So here was just to give you some generics and then we'll break down some specific cards. So what we found in basketball for the most part, in SGC 10, compared to a PSA 10, roughly 65 to 70% of the resale value. So a $100 card with PSA was selling for about $70 as an SGC 10. Now, people hear that and freak out. And that's fine. 30%, if all things were equal, there would be a no-brainer to use PSA. However, for you to get in PSA right now, you can't do it. Even if they open up July 1st, which I don't know if they will. Some of this we are just regurgitating from Monday's show. You're then going to wait 10 to 13 months. I've got orders out still from August. I don't have them back yet. How much does the market shift between now and then? We already talked about how SGC is at least slowly trending up, which is a good thing. And if you get your cards back in 2 weeks and sell it and just buy and sell and buy and sell over the course of 10 or 11 months, You can do that a ton of times and make a lot of money.
And just like the fact that it's just the fact that the name is getting more recognition alone, the card itself could do nothing. Like Akuma right. could do nothing from now, but the fact that the grading company,
it's grading was, recognition, not yeah, player.
The grading yeah. recognition is going up. You could make money there. That's
now what's interesting. Basketball is only the is also the only sport we saw a huge disparity in. Now I don't like it. Now this is from Steve Sisler on Facebook. Good dude. Did a bunch of, so I'm going to pull up his thing. So he compared Ja Morant, but he did tens everywhere else. But for some reason with Prism, he did a 9.5 SGC and a 9.5 BGS comparison. Ja Morant base Prism. Here's why this isn't exactly apples to apples. A 9.5 with SGC is Mint Plus. It is not Gem Mint. 10 is Gem Mint. 9.5 with BGS is Gem Mint. So what he found there, though, the difference in price, for, again, just for Ja Morant to use one card, $95 compared to $145. Even that, as crazy as that disparity in pricing sounds, if that was an SGC 10, I guarantee they'd be just about even, very close. And now you talk price, $25 to grade one. I don't even know what Beckett's charging right now, and they're closed down, so it doesn't matter. But even before they were closed, that was going to cost you, what, $40 or $50 to grade. The grading cost up front is going to eat up that profit and the return time. Beckett is just as backed up as PSA. It's ridiculous. So basketball, though, does seem to be the one that is the slowest to catch up. The movement in SGC, like closing the gap. I've got a couple other ones here. Man, he did some serious, like, detailed work. This dude.
The Akuna one we talked about, right? Or is this a different one?
No, that's the Akuna, the 2018 update. We talked about that specifically on Monday, so we don't need to mess with that too much here. Basically, just showing again, SGC in that particular, and baseball for sure is the one that has caught up
yes.
the most, is catching up the most. In general, about 80% of resale value, but some of them are even. The Akuna update right now is doing about $170 to $180 as an SGC 10 or a PSA 10. And the interesting thing is the volume of sales on Star Stock and eBay. Still way more PSA sales, of course, but SGC is selling more now than they were 3 months ago. 3 months ago, 2 months ago, we were hearing people say, we can't sell it. It's hard to resell. The trend is changing. We have a lot of new people in the market. If you're new, you've never heard of SGC 3 months ago, probably. But we're starting to see them promote now, which is a good thing to me. The other one he did, which I kind of like this is like a total outlier. SGC 10 versus PSA 10. Total nerd numbers hour. Just tune out the next 8 minutes if you don't care.
Six no,
minutes.
Don't.
What's the timer at? 1989 Topps traded Ken Griffey Jr. Now, the trend lines are almost identical, and he used Card Ladder, the comparison feature on Card Ladder for all of this stuff. Value, though, the SGC 10 compared to the PSA 10 is half. It was 180 to 90.
Yep.
Crazy disparity in price.
However.
No, there is no however.
There is nothing. There's a however coming up about what it's done for the past 12 months.
Oh,
what,
yes. As,
even though there is such a disparity, 90 versus 180 for the SGC versus PSA, SGC over the last 12 months has gone up 33% in value, while the that same card in PSA has gone down 52%. I'm just saying. I mean, that's
wrong. The 52 is in green because it's gone up if you look.
No, I see it in green, but...
Oh, it is. You're right. Correct. Yeah, so even down. There, the growth between the two. Now, it's still a PSA 10 of that card is still going to outsell a PSA an SGC 10. Now, take into account grading costs, the fact that PSA is literally not even an option for this card right now, I don't know what you do. Somebody had asked, too, yesterday in the Facebook group, like, hey, what's the value you start sending to PSA right now instead of SGC? If I have a raw card that's $1,500 right now, and as a gem, it sells for $3,000 or $4,000, I might still send it to PSA. But you got to remember, PSA at this point is a $300 charge for Express. That same card in SGC, just because I got their website open, under $3,500, you're talking $85. And if you did the Express service, which is 1 to 3 business days, which I would not do, by the way, sorry to burst your SGC bubble here, I'm not using Express service for anything. I would just use their regular service because it's just as fast.
It's already, yeah.
Yeah, there's no point. So, again, you're just talking about eating up hundreds of dollars on the front end, and then when are you getting the card back? It doesn't make sense to me to use it right now. So, the guys, too, we got some hate on social media, which is fine. I don't mind when people are skeptical. You should be. Don't take what we say at face value. You know, follow our tracker. You know, hey, it's funny you're talking SGC now because there's a partnership. You've noticed the last month or two, we've been slightly hinting ever since we destroyed them on their pricing increase. Since they went back down, though, the past few weeks, almost a month now, to me, it makes the most logical sense. That is why we reached out to partner up. That's why we're talking them up. That's why I sent my own cards in yesterday. So I sent in and some decent stuff. So some of it was just super random. Early 90s base Jordans cost me $5. It'll be 25 to grade. If they come back a 9.5 or a 10, they're doing over $100. I will keep the group posted too when I do that. And then I'm going to send those to 5-star. PC, we've been giving enough love to. 5-star cards. My buddy Matt Sellers on Facebook, he consigns on eBay. He does raw and graded. So when those cards come back, because I did the Jordans, and then I did some 1989 because I had those sets that I hadn't opened yet. Three Barry Sanders rookies. Same thing. I have no money in them. Cost me $25 a card to grade. When they come back, I'm sending them right to Sellers, 5-star cards. I'm going to have them consign it, and we'll document the sales. And then we can do an actual comparison. The other thing, though, me and Chris ripped some wax yesterday. So we got out of Select Team All Football.
Yep.
We hit.
That was a good rip.
That was a really nice. Yeah. So we got a silver Tua concourse level or field level, whatever it is. We sent that right off. We got a Mahomes because there's three cards in each one of those boxes that is numbered to 67. We got Mahomes, Brady, and Jonathan Taylor, the running back, the rookie for Indy.
Whoa.
So Jonathan Taylor, Thomas's cousin, by the way.
Stop it. That was my joke.
Is that what you were going?
Stop. Just
feels,
go.
It keep, feels keep good.
Whatever.
So yeah, we're going to document those sales when they come back. But they were submitted to, technically, they got shipped off today. So June 3rd.
So what? Yeah, you'll have them back a week from now?
I'm maybe? Curious if I have them back in hand in 2 weeks. That's my. Yeah. That's what I'm curious about. So
seriously, that's crazy.
There you go. We also, if you check out the YouTube video we did with Nash cards, we showed like an up-close comparison of the new cases.
Nope. Don't check out that video for that. Check out Instagram for that
Instagram
video.
I was just kidding.
Yep.
Here's the one knock, though, I do have on SGC. So you can get an SGC 10, which is Gem Mint. SGC 10 Gold Label is like kind of like their absolute highest level.
Yes.
I
was going to talk about that.
I hate that it doesn't. Well, you give me your thought first.
Actually. So, well, I want to know specifically where, like how often one, I haven't seen a Gold Label.
Seen two.
Okay.
Or three. So super rare. Like the black label. Super rare.
So is that, that's what I was going to ask. So is that the equivalent of like BGS black label? And is there a comparison to PSA?
It will not sell like a black label does. The black label is the hottest label in any grading company. It's the coolest looking car. Here's my knock on it. The resale on it is actually really high. There's a Brady rookie gold label. It's a cheaper brand, rookie brand, but it is a gold label 10. Mm-hmm. It's already going for like $3,500. It's on bids right now. It actually ends tonight. I've got it on my eBay watch list. My only knock, like from a BGS 10 pristine to the black label, crazy noticeable difference. Like it looks totally different.
Better or worse?
Oh, way better. Black label is the best looking label in any grading company, period, in my opinion.
Okay.
My only issue with SGC is the gold label, it's cool. It sells really well. It's super hard to get like it should be. It doesn't crazy pop off the page at me. I wish there was something even more drastically different about the label where when I see one of these things, I go nuts. That's what I wish. Do you have indies? By the way, I feel bad. I could not open the attachment that guy sent us in Gmail. So we can cover
it. Yeah, I've got it pulled up. It just as a little bit of a shout out.
Yeah, he did some good work. I just don't have it. I can't open it from my account. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I'm dumb, so.
Yeah, I was going to, well,
that's
I
fair.
Was going to say that. I mean, it's basically a few Tatis, Acuna, Soto, and then Morant, Williamson, Luka.
Give me the Williamson off. Williamson and Luka. Do you have some stats up there?
Let's see. Yeah, so.
Beer me those stats.
And okay, so these are PSA 10, a BGS 9.5, and an SGC 10. Would you say that's accurate, or would the SGC be a 9.5 as well?
No, that's the more accurate.
That's
10 to 10.
One. Okay.
9.5 right. SGC is more comparable to a PSA 9.
Okay. All right.
So PSA 9 outsells it. I'm not saying it doesn't. Take it like a breath.
I wasn't upset. So Zion is right now. Oh, this is a good one. I'm glad you chose this one. SGC is actually ahead pricing wise. So PSA is selling for $632 on average over the last, I think this goes for like five months or so.
These are old. Yeah, because Zion PSA 10 Prisms are doing like $450 right now.
Yeah, so this is like the average over the last 5 months.
All right.
So, but I mean, the average is still a good number to go by. Okay. I mean, it's just not the most recent. But that being said, average $632. The BGS is going for $358, and right in that meaty middle is SGC going for $430. So
I don't love that one just because it's changed so much. Some of those sales could have come right before the injury.
Well, but to be fair, he does have it broken out month to month, and every month it stayed in the middle. Yes.
So it consistently, which is interesting because most of the basketball I looked at, it did not outsell 9.5s yet. It was about 80 to 85%. Some of them are a little lower.
In this situation, it did.
Okay. Yep. So let me give you a couple negatives. And I'll give me the Lucas here in just a second. But I want to give some negative ones just so, because I don't want to be sitting here just being a fanboy for everything. So Indy did a bunch of cards. He did I'm just going to go right down his list real quick. I'm going to leave off the Acuna. So the Soto Topps Chrome update. The most recent SGC 10 sales, 350. PSA 10s, 325. BGS 9.5s, 235. That is one of the instances where it's actually outselling. The Acuna Topps Chrome rookie, though, PSA 10s, 350. SGC 10s, average 225. Noticeable difference, no question. That's a 35% drop. 65% range. BGS was lower across the board. Tatis 2019 Topps Chrome, SGC 200. PSA was 265. That's an example there. Some would look and say, yeah, it's $65 higher. For an extra 11 months, I want to make more than $65. That doesn't make sense to me. Now, the other one, if it's 350 compared to 200, okay, there's definitely still outliers. I also am of the belief, which I may not be correct, this is my belief, we're going to keep seeing SGC trend up as the market becomes more educated.
I think that is the thing that I care the most about, is granted, PSA may outsell, BGS in some cases may outsell. However, SGC is going up, and at this rate, it could be the next, second runner. I'm not saying Tibber beat out PSA, but correct. Yeah.
So here's a good example of a card that Indy pulled up. 2011 Trout Update Rookie. A PSA 10 right now, which these are way down across the board, not because it's PSA. 3,700-ish. SGC is doing like 2,500. Now, if I am holding that card or I'm not in a rush, I'm spending the $300 with PSA. I'm getting the card back within a month. No problem. I'm happy to spend $300 to make up $1,200. But like, if this is a card you need back fast and you need it back because you got to sell it, even that, although that's probably pushing the limit, that's a huge disparity. $1,200, you take out the price and the actual price and grading, you're talking a $900 difference in less than a month's time. I would send that to PSA still. I have no issue with that. But like, that card as a Beckett 9.5 does $2,000, a little over $2,000. And it costs you way more than SGC. That's a clear example of I wouldn't even waste my time with Beckett.
We've spent about 20 minutes on it.
No, we're done. That's enough.
I think let's move on. But
where's your timer?
There it is. Ended it. Before we move on, though, huge shout out to All Things Analysis, Steve Schisler, and our boy Indy for all the data. Really appreciate you guys.
Indy hit the 101 Francis Ngannou Prism Auto.
That's a good card.
Actually, it was his buddy, but it was ridiculous. Last grading note, PSA, you'll see on the video with Chris too, way harder right now to get a PSA 10. That is universal. They also just announced they're going to be setting up at Nationals. I don't know what they're actually
going to do. Dude, the news segment. What's the point of having a news segment?
We're done. All right, new releases. Tomorrow.
I've got one piece of news that we haven't already talked about. Oh, cool. God.
Tomorrow, 2021 Finest Baseball comes out. It's retailing right now. Wholesaling, retailing, whatever it is. You can buy it right now for like $220 to $240. I'll have boxes for sale, and Eddie's going to do PYTs and random teams closer to like the $200 range. One sleeper team in there, by the way, because Angels are awesome. Like Trout has autos, Joe Adell. Pretty good rookie class. The one team I've seen be way too cheap, the Marlins, which is interesting because the Marlins are generally garbage. Their rookie class is loaded. Jesus Sanchez, 6'2 Sanchez, and Jazz Chisholm. They might have some Miggy stuff too. I don't remember. Casey Mize has rookie stuff in it. Dahlback, Kirilloff, Joey Bart, Madrigal Bomb. Overall, it's a good product. I like Finest, and there's money to be made with Finest color. Like an orange Trout. You pull anything Trout except for base, you send everything in. Like, I actually like Finest. You get two autos a box. Like I said, I'll have some for sale tomorrow for like $200. I like Finest. It's a Topps. It's a nice logoed product. Autos are a bonus, but you can actually cover your bases just by hitting some decent rookies in refractors, which I like. So,
what would you say the top three most expensive teams are in baseball for a break?
Okay, so you have to break this down. For prospecting, it's totally different. Like, so for Bowman Chrome, Bowman Draft. Those are like their own separate category completely.
Okay.
For just like general products like this that have rookies and vets, I mean, the Angels are always expensive.
Yeah.
Because if it's Trout, if it's Topps, if it's Panini, he's Topps exclusive. But Trout, yeah, Angels are going to be always be very expensive in a PYT. The Yankees always have a crazy big checklist. A lot of times you've got Mariano or Jeter, the Judge, A-Rod. Oh, you got a lot of big stuff. Names.
Okay.
There's not that one crazy expensive rookie this year. I mean, Cabrian Hayes, I would argue, is probably the best rookie for the Pirates, but the Pirates team, aside from him, is weak. So they're kind of a mid-level team. The White Sox are usually expensive. Eloy, Robert, Frank Thomas sign a lot. Those three. Then the Mariners. You said three. The Mariners are always up there. If Griffey and Ichiro both signed, your Mariners are going to be expensive as well.
Wait, who did you say right after Angels?
Angels, Yankees. I would say
Yankees.
On average, Angels.
But not Braves. Nobody.
Yeah, Braves are expensive too, though. It really depends. Okay. I mean, all things considered, like if you're saying, hey, each team has like their top end everybody, your Braves are probably right. Angels, Yankees to me are always one and two. After that, I would say it's kind of a toss-up, depending on checklist. White Sox, Mariners, Braves. Those three are always going to be very expensive and in the mix because they have big vets. So none of them have big rookies, but monstrous vets.
We get a lot of questions about guys wanting to get into breaks, guys who haven't gotten in breaks in a long time. They want to know stuff
biggest
like that.
Biggest thing I can tell you, you got to just check the checklist. Who has actually signed on the product? If you're getting into a pick your team break, a PYT. So yeah, make sure you check out any geo breaks tomorrow. I actually may break some. I have some cases of finest coming. If I'm not lazy, maybe I'll do that. So,
all right. Straight cash, homie.
You have somewhere to be. Is Dell like, what's up with you? You seem to be going to rush today.
No,
I misinterpreted.
Here's the thing. I like to have a little bit of structure. We did big picture. We did new releases. Straight cash, homie time.
We're buying something on StarStock.
Right now?
On the show. Some people suggested this. We're buying something there. And then we're going to track it, Phil Mickelson style.
Let's just be honest. Guys, whenever you sign up to StarStuck, you get $10 free right there. Guess what? So do we. That's what we're getting paid. Nonsense. Give them the code. Nonsense.
All lowercase, nonsense. You get 10 bucks. By the way, I don't really recommend buying things on there if you want them shipped to you. They're about a month behind. The delays in actual getting the card are brutal. I would use this for the instantaneous trading ability. Just have it shipped. I mean, have it sold, bought and sold, portfolio to portfolio. Nothing actually ships. I want to buy a Tua.
Are we going vintage? Oh, man, I wanted to go soccer or something. Everyone keeps wanting us to get soccer. They want to know if we ever got any soccer. We never did. You didn't. I know I didn't.
Buy one soccer card.
Oh, I'm going Mbappe.
How much are you spent? Don't spend it all. How much do we have?
No, we got to spend. We have like $500.
All right, make your purchase. I think I'm going to go with one of my. Actually, you know what I want to do? I want to buy a straight cash homie.
Do it. You know what? Let's do that first then, and we'll whatever's left over, I'll spend on a card.
All right, I went all football, all quarterbacks. First of all, still think Tua is a great buy. My brother messaged me last night. He bought some Tua. I've still been buying up Mosaic PSA 10. I think they're cheap.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. Anytime you say that your brother got a card, I almost feel like I need to immediately buy that because every time I hear about you making like. Some serious cash. It's like, oh yeah, Russ got involved and now all of a sudden we're both millionaires. So whatever. I'm just saying, if you say your brother, that's a
hey,
real.
Hey, go buy a Kobe Bryant row 095 for 26 grand like I did. It's worth 10. So take it back.
Did he buy that too?
He didn't buy it too.
See, that's why
that
you
is
know.
True
that's
though. He was involved with the Fanatics Prism deal last year.
There you go.
That made us a couple hundred thousand, but we literally left.
How much did you leave on the table?
At this point, it's probably close to. And when I say left on the table, in addition to all the money we made,
yep,
probably $650,000.
That's not much. That's chump change. God.
To me, it's chump change.
Not even, obviously. Yeah, just, obviously.
No, love your money. Thank you. What are we doing?
All right.
I want you to find one of these two on StarStock.
All right.
I don't know if you need the year or not. They're both 2016 Optic PSA 10. Dak Prescott's are doing $275 right now. They had a peak of 385, but football is really hot now in anticipation for the season. I think if you can get that card under $300, it's a great buy. Dak Prescott, 2016 Optic PSA 10. The other guy is a guy I think most of us gave up on, including myself. In Indy, Carson Wentz. I like that Indy team. Indy won 10 or 11 games last year. I think they made the playoffs. I like Taylor. I like Pittman. I think they have a good offense. I think it might maybe a change of scenery, a year and a half removed from the injury. So Wentz, same exact card, 2016 Optic PSA 10. Those things had topped out over $300. They're doing $130 to $150 right now. I think that's a good buy.
Optic, that's the Donruss optic, and PSA 10.
You got a Carson Wentz?
I don't have a PSA. Yeah, I'm looking at Carson Wentz.
Okay.
I don't have a PSA 10 on here.
What about DAC?
But DAC we do have. The only thing is, it's so this is what's kind of cool. You can also put in offers.
Right. It's all best offer. What's the asking price?
The asking price is $340. The most recent sale is $275.
Which is what I just said. And there's
the offer is $125. So.
Is there only one?
But no one's accepted that offer.
So is it only show you? Is that the lowest for sale, $340?
Yes.
Offer him $275.
There's only one for sale as well.
Offer him $275.
$275?
Yeah.
All right.
I want that card. Here's the other straight cash, homie. I'm working on a deal to get it right now. I will let you know if it goes through.
Okay.
This is a high-risk, high-reward type card. Sam Darnold's another guy. They're starting to get some pump and buzz around him being in Carolina. CMC. They've got some decent rookie weapons, young guys out there. His NT patch auto. So he's 2018. I forgot for a second. National Treasures rookie patch auto. Sam Darnold as a 9.5/10 is. I mean, the average sales are all about $4,500 with decent patches. This guy Lucas on Facebook offered it to me for $4,000. I'm going to try to talk him down because I'm a cheapskate.
Sure,
but I don't think that's a bad buy. Has to have a nice two color patch. But under $4,000, I only say that because look at what Josh Allen, Baker, when these guys got hot. I'm not going to compare him to Mahomes or Lamar at the height of his stuff because that's a different world. But Josh Allen, Baker, even Kyler stuff when it got really hot was way, way more than that. I think we might see enough buzz around Darnold with our card moves. So I'm actually going to try to close that deal today.
All right. I don't know if we're going to have enough. I mean, we could put in an or a buy for a PSA 10 2018 Panini Prism Base Sam Darnold.
What are those doing now?
That is
like 200?
145 is what it's going for right now.
What's the last sale?
145.
Buy it for 145.
We're doing it?
Yeah. Mark it down somewhere, too. You got to keep track of this. We're spending 100. I mean, we're not getting it shipped to us.
The app will keep track of
it. Oh, that's right. Yeah. So on StarStock, we're not having it shipped to us. We're just having it in our portfolio. So when it spikes, we're ready to sell immediately. Ronix unmuted.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Guys, I'm sorry to do this to you. We have a guest.
Is it Simmons again?
Oh, my. If it's Simmons, if he insults me. Oh, it's not Simmons. Oh, good.
Yes,
Wait a second.
A little late today. It's such a smug smile, by the way. Hello, William. How are you, sir?
Oh, fellas.
Hi, Mr. Simmons.
I was trying to think what advice I could give on the show that topped the best advice anyone's given on the show all year. And I just decided, you know what? It's not even worth it.
This is a regular thing now.
And until they get kicked out.
After hitting a grand slam with my Trae Young prediction that Mike scoffed at, that Jesse didn't even barely listen to because he was busy wondering why his Dogecoin stuff was falling down.
Bill, you got to be nice this time. You went awfully hard at Jesse last time.
It's okay. I like it. Keep going.
He doesn't like it.
I love it.
And I don't know. What do your fans think? What do your fans think when a guest can come on and have better advice and a better take than anything on the show? I don't know. I'm worried about this.
It's funny you mention that because I'm not sure what good the advice did anybody. Trae Young prices have literally gone down since that series started. That's just me, though. I'm not keeping track of numbers. If I was, I would say if I followed your advice, I lost money. Similar to Jesse's Ponzi scheme. We're piling on, Jesse.
Oh, here we go.
Wait, Trae cards have gone down?
Trae cards have not moved at all. Basketball is in a weird funk right now. So Ja took off for a brief moment. Obviously, that's gone. Tatum took off a little bit, 20 to 25% jump. None of that has changed since before. The one that's going to go nuts next, we'll actually see movement, is Booker. If they close out LA tonight, Booker's going to go crazy. And Luka, if they close out the Clippers, interesting. But Donovan Mitchell hasn't moved either.
Can I double down on my Trae Young take?
Oh, boy.
Is Embiid done, by the way?
Just ignoring
my question. I don't even need my mic because my recorder just died. So Ron is going to have to use my Zoom. audio. It's ironic.
This is hack show.
Terrible job. This was impromptu. I'm doubling down on my trade take. I actually think they could beat Philly because the Embiid thing, they're saying he's day-to-day, but he has a torn meniscus. And I've been following sports my whole life, and torn meniscus is a three-week injury. I don't think we see him in round two. If we don't see him in round two, they have no rim protector other than Dwight Howard.
Simmons now, can't shoot.
The catch would be if Dwight Howard decapitates Trey in game one or two, which I think is reasonable and possible.
It wouldn't be the worst thing to happen to him with his head of hair, but I hope for his own injury sake it doesn't happen. Ben Simmons, by the way, is not leading that team to a second round win without Embiid. Your son or the guy on the team, either Ben Simmons, neither are capable of that.
His rookie cards are not climbing.
No.
Yeah, I would say for round two, I still think Trey is the best bet. I agree with you on the Booker thing, especially who would they play in round two? They'd play the winner of Portland, Denver.
Correct. Joker.
I still feel like Joker is still underrated. He hasn't won the MVP yet. He's been incredible in the playoffs, and that one could go. And then that is Ayton moved at all?
No. Ayton spiked so high early in the season. Now just like a third guy. I don't know what he does to move, though. If you beat the Lakers, I need the Lakers to win, by the way. I have a lot of money tied up in LeBron. I'm never doing that again either. I can't have money tied up in players that I absolutely hate anymore. He is so brutal to watch. It is unbelievable.
I actually predicted this on Logan and Raja's pod. I thought LeBron would dip his toe into the game five water, see if his teammates were going to show up. And if they didn't show up, he was just going to basically save it for 6 and 7. So we're taping this Thursday morning. He's getting every call tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be 80-2 free throw shooting.
So that'll lead us to game 7. Davis will be probably healthy enough to at least be somewhat impactful. And then LeBron has the narrative of the coming down from 3-2 comeback.
Are you announcing you're getting hired as the head coach of the Celtics? Is that what this is?
No, I wish.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Is that a dream?
I would have taken the GM job. Being a head coach seems like a pretty miserable job.
Did you buy the Wilt Chamberlain last night?
I did, and I mailed it to you because I think the vintage prices have really dropped.
So I got a text from Bill yesterday. It was a 1961 Flair Wilt PSA 8 new holder. Super nice card. $67,000. See, Bill Russell is like $300,000, the same grade. That seems cheap for Wilt. I don't know the last one that sold, though. I haven't checked it. Jesse.
I asked my friend Mike Mendelson, and he said the last one was $51,000.
When?
Recently, like in the last couple of weeks. And then
interesting,
Elgin dropped a little bit. Oscar, I think, had a resurgence just from all the Russell Westbrook stuff. But
Oscar's strong. We tried to buy it in Wisconsin for like $4,000 for a PSA 6. Nobody was budging.
The Dr. J PSA 8 rookies have free fall. They're like around like 4,000, 5,000 now. And I don't really understand what's going on with the vintage. It just seems like part of my theories is that more and more people got stuff graded over the last 8 months, and there's just more premium cards out there. Like there's so many 86 Fleer cards available at all times. I don't understand how that's a good buy. If I can just get an MJ PSA 8, PSA 9 whenever I want, why is there a scarcity?
Well, that's the thing. Everybody went out as soon as they saw prices jacked up and they said, hey, I got one of those. And they went and got it graded as fast as they could. And now you're flooded into the market. Values down.
One of the few times I sold vintage at the right time. That Jordan PSA 9 would have sunk me had I not sold it.
Do you think they overproduced the 86 Fleer and that we didn't totally realize it, that there's just more out there than we thought?
It does seem common. I have no idea on the actual numbers, though, but it is interesting that they are everywhere. Like people talk about Luka Prism being on every table. Look at like Bird, Magic, and Jordan 86. Not as many, but they're everywhere, too. So I don't know. And I don't care about that set. I never have. Like I wasn't watching basketball then. Like I just thought I was born that year. I don't care about it. So to me, vintage basketball, like I wanted Bird, I wanted Russell, but a lot of the other stuff. I want Oscar. I think Oscar would be a nice buy. And I want a Wilt and Bill Russell autograph, but I don't care about the rookie cards of Wilt at least.
Where do you stand on the Topps rulers from 1969?
I've literally never heard of them, so I have no stance.
You don't know what those are? They made the 22 ruler cards the same year they brought back the top set. And they're these long, giant ruler cards that are like impossible to find unless they're usually like PSA 5, PSA 6.
I just want to confirm, because when you're putting your hands out, it's making, I literally thought for a second, it's like a ruler, like a foot long, but it's not like that big.
No, it's a long, it's like the longest thing they've made, and it's a paper, like, it's like a ruler. It looks.
Really?
You've never seen
it? Is this a new office? What's the deal with the setting? You're on vacation. What's going on?
No, you're very tan.
Different room?
Yeah. Sometimes I like to move around and keep my brain going.
You've been getting some really good sun.
Mike seems upset that I crashed the pod. Should I have not crashed the pod?
I was okay with it today. I'll be honest. When I first saw it, I thought, if this guy comes in here again and goes after Jesse, we're going to have words. We're going to be... A lot of fans were not happy. Little strong on the big fella last time, William.
No, I said...
That's what people said. I was too strong. Mm-hmm. I felt like I wasn't strong enough.
Oh, boy.
You know what? It's always good to double down. I think I can take it this time. Let's do it.
So last time was rough, too. Not only did I get a call from Jesse, I got a text from his wife. They were not happy.
My wife did clarify. She said, you couldn't see Bill laughing on the thing. Once she saw the clip of you laughing, she's like, oh, he's having fun. It's okay now. So
what, do people think I'm just this evil overlord that comes in to be brutally mean to you guys?
Here's the thing.
It's been said.
When you insult a simpleton as me, people are like, oh no, that guy.
You can't make fun of Rudy. He's the little fella. He doesn't deserve to be there. Joe Montana's given up his jersey for him. You can't come in and make fun of that guy. He's a fan favorite, Bill.
Was your wife okay with the snoring becoming a public thing now? Or like, where did that go?
She is okay. We have had more serious talks since then about having a sleep study.
This is getting deep. He is doing a sleep study.
I am going to do a sleep study.
He's taking that 49% profit. He's getting tested.
That's all. I feel like, if anything, Bill, you've helped our relationship. So I thank you for that.
What about, don't they have that tape you can put on your nose?
There's not enough tape.
We tried it as soon as I got back.
Not enough tape in the world. No, you could put a pillow over his face and jump on it. It's not going to silence the big fella.
I feel like a lot of people want to do that when they hear me sleeping. That's fair. Yeah. Yep.
Does she do the thing where she hits your arm to try to wake you up, or she's just completely given up at this point?
I love, hey, babe, you're getting a lot of comments for Bill.
Answer the question.
This part. Yes, absolutely she does. And in fact, one of the things she likes to do the most is start to pinch me and see how hard she can pinch me before I wake up. And a lot of times that answer is as hard as she wants. So I'm a deep sleeper.
All right, we have a serious question, Bill. We want Kevin Clark on the show for a segment in the next few weeks. I reached out to Corey. Can we get him on the show? We need some inside football talk.
Kevin Clark is available.
I'm just saying.
Maybe. More than coming on people's podcasts. I think that would be one text.
I like how we started this like 45 minutes ago saying we want Kevin Clark, and now it's like, well, we're going straight to Bill. He hasn't responded yet.
Well, why do I have to waste time? Just go right to the boss.
That's fair.
Kevin Clark's available and can talk Orlando Magic as well. So you have football and you have Orlando Magic with Kevin Clark.
I pulled a Penny Hardaway rookie yesterday out of 93 Upper Deck. Very excited. So
I mean, he probably makes the Hall of Fame at this point, considering they're letting everybody else in.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, who cares? Dino Raja is in the Hall of Fame.
Did you even notice Hall of Fame rookie card bumps? Like, did Ben Wallace go up and stuff like that? Nothing,
Chris Webber, a little bit of movement. Paul Pierce, nothing. Paul Pierce has become such a goof. Did he come on your podcast? Was he just a guest?
He hasn't been on lately. I think his off-the-court stuff has probably hurt him a little from a...
Yeah, and his on-the-mic stuff. Like, when he comes out and people ask him, like, hey, and this is a few months ago, were you in your prime, you were Dwayne Wade. And without, like, hesitating, he's like, me.
That's tough.
Like, what are we talking about? Hey, you know what, Jesse? I just discovered we have better ratings than Bill Simmons' show. There you go. What? Like, that's the equivalent of Paul Pierce saying he's better than Dwayne Wade. Like, what are we just making stuff up now?
Paul Pierce did have a good career, though. He was
great
a top
career. Player. Sure. Dwayne good Wade guy. Was the next in the succession of MJ Kobe Wade. He was the guy. Like, it's not that close.
Do you feel like there's some auction? There's been a lot of auctions lately. There's some inefficiencies with the prices and there's some opportunity lately because the prices seem down for the auctions. I don't know if you noticed.
The big auction houses are going too high. There's too much out there right now.
It seems like but you're still seeing more and more records. That was one of the things. We're not even going to have time for the news segment, so I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. If you guys didn't see the...
Yesterday.
Babe Ruth, the biggest card now. This is now the top selling card
for the most
money. Just about 6 million. I guess it's slightly under. They didn't give the exact amount, but they said it's roughly $6 million.
But that wasn't an auction sale. That sold fractionally, correct?
No. Well, it is now up for fractional, but there's a private owner of that card for $6 million. Yeah. But that's the thing. That's a new record of a card. So we keep seeing all these new records being set. But at the same time, we're also seeing, at least in some segments of the
basketball
card world,
is slow.
Going down.
I think what people are realizing is if there's 20 Dr. J PSA 8 rookies that I can get anytime I want, why am I paying this crazy premium price for it?
Yeah.
Versus like a Babe Ruth card from 1914. Pretty sure there's not a lot of those floating out there.
It was an SGC 3. It was actually a nice looking card. I saw the thing. It was pretty sweet. And it's being held at the museum, which is kind of cool.
And since the news started really covering the boom in the market, because granted, yes, 2020 saw a big boom in the card industry, but the news didn't really start covering it where you saw all these brand new guys getting in until the last few months. And in the last few months, it's been all basketball. No one's been talking about anything other than that. So I think at this point, now it's kind of dying down.
Too much.
That's why, yeah, now that's why we're seeing more pickup in baseball and hopefully here with football.
Can I have asked one question before I go?
I wish you would.
Jesse, my son and I were wondering if you wanted to share a hotel room with us in Chicago.
Absolutely, I do. Are you kidding me?
Three queen beds. We'll just cram them in a small.
Yep. Here's the thing. I get lonely, so if I don't mind.
I don't know where this is going.
I don't mind being like
what's
the big spoon or small, whatever you want to do. That's fine with me.
I just don't want you to feel like people don't want a room with you because Mike, you know, decided
his wife is coming to Chicago. Chicago's a family trip. We're bringing the missus.
Oh, everyone's going.
We're all going. Yeah. Is your kid coming, Jess, or no?
Oh yeah, she'll be there.
Now, I may or may not have, but definitely did possibly mention to the guy. Now, you may not be aware of this, Mr. Simmons. Main stage availability has always been easy to get at Nationals. Not easy, but you can get it. You have any
notoriety. I thought you were doing your pod, main stage, right?
Well, there's layers to this story. I'll make it brief. You seem like you have to go. Apparently, this year, way more in demand than any other time. And then when I got the response, the guy's like, here's the deal. We are so overbooked, it's crazy. But since it's probably going to be you and Bill and Chris Vernon doing this together, with Chris is not doing the pod with us. He was very clear about that. If you want to pop up there for a few minutes, I may have been promised in emails by people, unnamed parties. So
I do have bad news in all seriousness. I'm not sure I'm going to Chicago.
I knew it.
Jesse called us.
This was Jesse's
equivalent of the Trae Young call.
There's two things going on.
Here we go.
COVID is not gone.
The finals ends the week before. The NBA draft is the exact same day as the first main day in the.
That's Thursday?
It's July 29th, which I didn't realize, which is a disaster for me because that's one of the biggest days of the year. And then the other thing is I want to go to SummerSlam, which I think is going to be August 17th. And I think me and my son might do that. So Chicago is looking like it's in danger.
It is not happening.
So
that thing is dead as a doornail.
It's in danger.
So
that hotel talk was just a joke.
Is that not happening? He's out of the hotel.
What are you doing to me? I'm up. I'm down. I don't know what to feel.
I'm just going to have to come see you guys where you actually live. That'll be how we hang out.
Welcome to Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Don't come here with your Gary V false promises, pal. Okay? This is not the spot for it. You want to come here with...
I respond to your texts, unlike Gary V.
That's a really good point.
You want to come here with your fancy takes on Trae Young. By the way, your boy Verno had the line of the century on the show. Trae Young looks like a lollipop that was dropped on a barbershop floor.
I heard that. Yeah,
that is more profound than anything we've said.
But he's very talented.
I think Trae Young, first of all, his hair is great. He's a one-on-one with the hairdo. And he found his villainry at MSG. He became the new Reggie Miller. And it took him a week and a half to become MSG's first villain in 20 years. I thought it was brilliant. Every time he comes there now, he's going to get booed.
Without Joel Embiid, they are beating the Sixers in six games. Market. I'm on the
It trade really team. Seems like they could. I don't understand why there's no Trae Young movement. I'm gonna leave right now and go buy some Trae Young.
Are you going to buy Trae?
Yeah, I'm gonna go do it right now. Jesse, hang in there, man.
Thanks.
Are we getting dates when you're visiting the show? Is that what are we waiting to hear that when you're coming to Nashville? Or
here's the thing about Nashville. One of my wife's best friends lives there who has kids that are best friends with my kids. And
hello.
They just don't rule out Nashville with me. Don't rule out me just being like, I'm here.
Just a pop in.
Meet me at this coffee shop in 10 minutes. It could happen.
I mean,
I'm not going to put odds on it, but we will.
It could happen.
Hey, how far are you from San Jose? Is this another world?
San Jose, that's like that's like Massachusetts to Maine.
Those border each other. Like, I don't know how far. Give me a real distance. Hours?
San Jose is 7 hours away.
Oh, good grief. I got to go to San Jose. Big card shop opening out there with my business partner in a couple months.
How many business partners do you have, you jerk?
It's Eddie, you donkey. Take it easy.
I'm joking. I know who it is.
So I'm not just popping down to L.A. That'd be great. I just go up to Bill's gate, hit the buzzer. He's like, what are you doing here? I can see how that would go well. He's like, go drive back to San Jose.
Security guards would not let you in.
That's fair. It's fair.
Guys, it was great to see you.
Unexpected, but always appreciated.
Oh, he just dropped off and he's gone.
I'm still not sure of the motive behind these pop-ins. I really don't.
Here's the thing. I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking.
Nope.
Let me say it. You're concerned.
Cut his audio now.
You think that he's popping in to boost our ratings.
It does boost our ratings, so I'm happy about that. Not because they're bad, but just because he wants to get into the elite level.
I have a different theory for you. I have a different take, if you will.
What's your theory?
He enjoys coming on the show. He thinks it's a fun time.
I can't tell. I don't know. It could be that.
I think he is. I think he's having a fun time. And I think it's just, we talk. Oh, God.
Keep talking.
Never mind. No, I got nothing else to say about it because you're in your head.
I'm not in my head. I'm positive. Get off.
You know what we should do?
Keep talking mailbag. While I'm doing this.
I want to go to mailbag. And while you're doing your texting, because we're doing this on the show now, yep. I do have a question from a listener to myself. And that question is, now I think it's directed to you, but I'm going to help answer it. Bradley Fusan from the Facebook.
I know Brad.
Hey, fellas. Partially inspired by Jesse's trade from the card show.
Oh, cool.
Is there
my life savings?
Is there a best method for coloring up your chips, if you will? Basically trading a bunch of smaller pieces for one card. First step, know the value of what you're trading. That would be the biggest first step. I think that Mike would agree with that, correct?
Yep. Know your values. And if it's like a PC thing, I'm all for it. I would trade $3,000 or $4,000, $5,000 Brady rookies for a $20,000. For PC, I like just having the big pieces to stash away. The only time I advise against this is if you are simply in the flipping game, like you're there to buy and sell cards to make money, which I love. Good for you. But there comes a threshold where it's tough to sell cards. Like if you go to a table at a card show and it's all $1,000 cards, you've priced 60% of the market out immediately. So sometimes having the smaller cards, trading can be fun. However, if you're just doing it for the buy and sell and flipping action, I prefer just have small cards because I think they're easier to move.
Would you say that how many guys at the card show that we just went to were interested in trading versus just straight buy sell?
It's hard.
Or actually sell.
And they have trade nights. I know it happens. I don't know. I never have any success trading.
Yeah, I think it was a lot more guys were just looking to sell as opposed to trade. Not to say that they wouldn't trade if the right thing came along, but
yeah,
that was my sense at least. All right.
I actually want to get a booth at Nationals now.
Why?
I would like to set up for it. Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Here's the thing, though. You got to remember, Indy may only be there for like a day or something.
First, Bill's failed us, and now Indy's quitting on us. Bill's, you're not going to be much help.
Bill's not going to be there at the table selling our merch for us, which he said he was in a personal text to me.
You don't have his number. It's okay. All right, get back to the questions. Oh, can I do, I don't know if you noticed on the show notes here, I had four things at the end I wanted to hit real quick. Also, while I'm doing these four, I'll make them very brief. Can you pull up Instagram? I want to get some. There were some good questions for the mailbag on Instagram
today. I've got those, but why don't we just wait till we're done with the mailbag and then hit those instead of breaking up segments?
Go.
Oh, please. My God. Newbie. I thought this question was interesting, kind of like a beginner question. And this is from Instagram, if you will. Jay Ettinger, 22. When to use a top loader versus a card saver?
Card saver if you're grading, top loader for anything else. It's generally how I do it. I don't keep any of my stuff sitting around the house in card savers. I only use those when I'm sitting in the grade.
Oh, okay. There you go.
They're also super tough to find right now. So both are good at protecting cards, though. There's not really any issue with either one or the other, quite frankly. Next. A good question.
Wolf Sports Cards.
Right, move along.
From Instagram says, buy, sell, or hold for Tua, Burrow, and Herbie.
Buy Tua. I love Tua stuff right now.
Okay.
Burrow.
Do you think he can get much higher?
I'm a hold on Burrow, and honestly, I think I'm a sell on Herbert right now. There you go. I'm a buy, hold, sell. Buy Tua, hold Burrow, sell Herbie.
Do you think Herbie's going to underperform?
I think he's going to perform well. I just think his hype is so stupid. I don't know what he's supposed to do, like I've said before. I don't know. What does he have to do this year to actually maintain? By the way, response from Richard Simmons. Said, we need the official answer. Jesse thinks you pop on the show because you like the show more than most. True or false? No response.
He knows it's going to be on air.
Move along.
He answers right now. All right. I typically do not like to take longer questions. I've got a couple that I thought were decent, though. Brandon Bish from the Facebook.
What'd you call him?
Move
along.
More people and knowledge in the market, is there no longer value in buying to flip in anticipation of certain events? Kobe, and he gives a few examples.
I mean, it's starting to look that way, right? I mean, Hall of Fame, nothing. Basketball, though, to me right now, I don't know what to do with that market. Aside from maybe the finals bump for everybody. It's certainly becoming that. It seems like those bumps are coming way, way earlier than before. Like, people would get excited about football, so they'd start buying it in July. Well, now it's like, hey, I'm going to get excited in May, and football prices exploded.
Well, but would you say that is only applies to basketball, or would you say it applies to baseball and football as well? Because we haven't really seen major events as far as how it would affect the cards.
I mean, I think we're seeing a more educated buyer where they're not getting as caught up in the hype across the board.
Okay.
Yeah. So, which means, again, just to be transparent, I was dead wrong. I thought we'd see much more of a bump that Hall of Fame weekend, not only with this class that went in, but I thought we'd see prices jump for Weber, Pierce, and all that, and it didn't. I think that's starting to show you. But the difference is people then started to equate that, well, we're not going to see a playoff bump now. Yeah, if Durant goes and puts up 50 two or three nights in a row against Giannis, we're going to see prices spike, because we did see some playoff movement, but even that was more selective. So,
all right. So Bill may not be at the Nationals, but I can tell you this much. Allison McKenzie from the Facebook is going to be there. She asks, if you only have one weekday, what's the best day to go to the Nationals?
I think it's only open Thursday to the public, isn't it? Friday's a weekday.
I'm
stupid, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess that was a weekday. Friday was kind of like part
of it. We're not all retired and have three-day weekends, Mike.
It's like a five-day weekend. Three-day. I haven't had a three-day weekend in years. Friday, yeah, no question. Well, unless you can get in early on Wednesday, I know vendors and stuff can set up. If you can get in early on Wednesday, there's actually a ton of deals to be made. Because before guys even really get to setting up, you just go and buy stuff. There's a ton of money spent on Wednesday. So if you can get in Wednesday, perfect. If not, Friday's a good day because it's super busy. I want to know if Gary Vee is going to respond to my tweet.
Did you just tweet him again?
No, but he did the overrated, underrated. He said, we're going live. I said, overrated, underrated, social media guys disappearing now that the card market's in a dip. I'm curious to get his opinion. Something else happened on Twitter. This Steve Hart guy never got back to us. People ask us about this BBCE service all the time, the service that wraps boxes. I think it's a very good service, Baseball Card Exchange. Their website to me, and again, it comes down to me being stupid, not the easiest to use. They're also doing the PSA BGS thing where they're shutting down a bunch of levels and raising prices. I want to get a bunch of my stuff wrapped because it sells higher. But like this guy asked in the group, he's asked a few times, like, hey, how come you haven't talked about it? So I asked him, well, what information do you have? His name was Jason Peck. I said, because you probably know more than me. He's brought it up like 10 times. Let the listeners know about the service. I don't know about the service. They wrap your box and it like is the official seal. It increases the value. Why it's necessary? Because it wraps your box and they're a reputable company. But here's the other thing, like how they go about authenticating. The Holy Grail. I don't know anything else and I can't get anybody to respond to me. So I wish if Steve Hart has a few minutes and wants to come on, Simmons has asked questions about them before too. I would have Steve Hart on for like a 5-minute segment. Not the most interesting topic in the world, but it's a viable thing. They're very reputable. So somebody reach out to Steve. I don't
think we've ever talked about wrapping boxes.
No, but it's a big thing for older boxes. Like even those sets I have, those 1989 sets, like those things sell for like 60 or 70 bucks because they're in perfect shape because they're from a case. If they were wrapped, they're all selling for over 100 bucks. I want to send them all in to be wrapped. I don't know the best way to do that.
I'm not going to lie. When you first started that, I thought you were about to go off on someone in our Facebook group. And I was like,
no, but Jason's brought it up a few times. So here was my thing. It's like he keeps asking about it. So what do you want us to... My response was basically, what do you want me to talk to the listeners about and on this subject? And there was nothing. So I'm like, that's a thing. There's nothing there. Let's just get Steve on for 5 minutes.
Yep.
Okay. Somebody reach out to Steve Hart, baseball card Steve? Collector.
He's coming on.
Baseball card exchange, not collector. Next.
Ben Connolly from the Facebook. For people looking to get into the hobby boxes but intimidated by the prices, do you have any idea on how to best approach Dutch auctions on Panini's website?
I honestly don't really get involved in the Dutch auction thing.
Because you're going to overpay, you think?
I think there's so much hype caught up in it, you end up overpaying, yeah.
Because, explain just for people who are new to it, how does
a Dutch auction, they set a price. National Treasures, $5,000 a box. If they don't all sell out, they'll drop it to $4,500, to $4,200. You can buy it all along the way until it sells out.
What do they, how long are the intervals, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, it happens over the course of an hour or less, I think. Or a couple hours, it seems like. It's not like it goes over days, but I'm not all that familiar with it. Okay. I also don't like that setup from a buying perspective because I think you have that, like, that hype factor involved there too. So,
all right. So Ryan Mock from the Facebook, what would be the best NBA Finals matchup for the hobby market? Luka versus Trey, Giannis versus Luka, something else? Do you have any thoughts there?
Yeah, the Nets and Lakers would be the biggest.
That's the
KD
biggest.
KD versus LeBron. Absolutely. Okay.
So we just need them to not be beat by the Suns tomorrow. Or is that today?
Oh, I have a lot. My plan all along, too, was like, you know what? Even if Kobe stuff is way down, I may just move a ton of stuff just to get really liquid again and start buying again. Like,
based you never sell if you're at a loss. That's your rule.
Individually, I don't. But I was going to take like some big stuff across the board. And as long as I was profitable overall, I would have been happy. But if LeBron gets knocked out, not good for my wallet. That is not.
But you can always wait till next season, right?
And I will. I would not take a loss across the board. I would just hold everything. So
yeah. All right. Here's a more not card related question. Stephen Dunbar from the Facebook. What's the biggest thing you've learned since podcasting? This will be interesting. He's thinking, folks.
The biggest thing. Yeah, that's. I mean.
You didn't expect a non-related card.
No, that's a good question, actually.
I'll tell you what I've learned.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have learned, be careful with your comments. Because it's
just
not
to directed
say,
to me?
No. I'm saying this in general towards me, towards you, towards anybody.
You're fired.
I think I underestimated how many people were going to be listening and taking comments seriously. Like, I remember early on, I reposted something on our Instagram page and it was like somebody had gotten hurt.
When Embiid first got hurt, you did like an I told you so thing.
Well, I it was like a repost of somebody else's. And I wasn't even thinking of it. I was just thinking because we called it, I reposted it. I wasn't like happy he got hurt, but like a few people reached out and they were not happy about that. And I was like, what's the big deal? Because I'm thinking like from my point of view, like just a couple buddies sharing something. But this isn't a couple buddies. This is like you're reaching out to a much larger audience. So that would be my first thing.
Yeah, I mean, the reach of the show has been cool to see. The disdain from some people has been interesting. Like, I think that's funny. The podcast has just magnified the point, too. But, like, the stuff people will email and tweet about always makes me laugh. I am actually fine with negativity and criticism and critiques. I do that with people all the time. I like to be outspoken about it. I think it's funny how people really just like a good example is SGC on Monday. Like a response by many was, hey, we're going to start using them because we think it's a viable service. Great. But other guys were like, oh, you're getting paid. This is what you do. I just think it's hilarious that like you would go on to a show that you've never heard before. And if that's the only thing you heard, you just jump on the, I think that's funny that people,
I will say, I know you saw those comments. I didn't see as many of those though. I saw a lot of positive ones.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I say I don't care and I really don't care. Any reaction to me is good reaction.
I will say too, that I thought we would have to be faker than what we are in real life. I didn't think it would be like as natural. Like we would have this exact same conversation on the phone if we weren't doing it on the podcast. So I think it's really cool that we can like the Ringer, Simmons, whoever
they have
it
stayed out of the
giving
way.
Us. Yeah, they have given us a lot of leeway. I don't know if it's like that for every podcast, every show out there, but we're having a good time and we enjoy talking to you guys.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like what I've learned. I mean, you know, I've learned there's a lot of sensitive people in the hobby too. I mean, that people get upset when you say you don't like a guy and they take things very personally. I've always thought that was funny.
Like, but Larry Bird's an idiot. He's
but even ugly. More so, like when I, like Embiid was a good example. How many Philly fans early just jumped all over us because I said Embiid's soft, he's going to get hurt. It was
they
weird.
Because
if somebody goes out and goes crazy and goes on a rant against Brady, you know what I think to myself? I still like the guy. I also don't know Tom, so I don't care. I don't find the need to like pick up for people. Like I don't have to stick up for Tom Brady. I don't have to stick up for Joel Embiid. The guy's making $50 million a year. I think that's kind of funny how personal things get to people, but
I mean, but it does show the passion and the, sure, how intense the guys are into this hobby. So, I, you know what?
That's a good
I
question.
Really feel like that's a great last question because we get canceled after this show. And it's like, what did we learn?
We're not
in
getting
our experience?
Canceled. We're not getting canceled, buddy. All right. Let me hit these things too, then before we're done.
Okay.
I already talked about the baseball card exchange thing. I want someone to reach out to him. We're going to reach out as well. A lot of questions about Select Football and the value, and since we've ripped some yesterday. Select Football was crazy mass-produced in retail this year. DJ himself, the VP of marketing and sales for Panini, when he was on here, said retail SKUs are up 3 to 4X in production. That's why Select is not selling like it should be. It is so much out there. People talk about Prism being overproduced. Select is not as popular as Prism, and it's way more produced than Prism this year. That's why the values are garbage. That's why I like T-Mall because you get a bunch of numbered stuff and silvers. I'm okay with that stuff, but the other things, brutal. A lot of guys too talking about wax. Hey, we've been holding wax. Traditionally, wax goes up in value. Now we're getting crushed. Basketball wax right now, best thing you can do is flip it if you get it. Because the cases themselves, we've started to see the trend, they're going down. But like football wax has, you know, 2020 football wax has done this as well. It comes out really high. It stays kind of stagnant in price, maybe even drops some. You're not going to see that with 2021. With this quarterback class, I think it's going to stay hot. It's going to come out of the gate on fire. I don't think it's going to cool off. So I would not be in a hurry to sell 2021 football. And 2020 baseball has been pretty consistent. Baseball wax has been one of the more consistent buys. Like, I don't think we're going to see Finest spike in price. It may come down 10% or so, but I don't think you're going to see the bottom fall out of, especially tops of baseball. And then I wanted to end on this note. Because again, we don't do enough collector talk, whatever. Favorite sets of all time. So I'm still currently working. I actually bought like 7 or 8 cards in the last 2 weeks. The 2001 Sign of the Times SP football autograph set. So the Drew Brees is still the big one I'm missing. I got the Jim Brown. I got the Unitas. I got a lot of the other big cards. But I'm still working on that autograph set. The other set to me, one of my favorites of all time, is the 1998 Topps Gold Label. I love that set in football and baseball. And then you could get the red label of the same card, which were numbered to 100, to 50, and to 25. Because guys were talking about, you know, you don't talk about sets. Set collecting's dead. It's certainly not dead. It's just becoming, you know, you don't hear about it as much either. If people are collecting sets because they're not out there trying to buy and flip and sell, I think a lot of set collectors just kind of stay to themselves and do their thing in the hobby. So I don't think it's dead by any means. And you see a lot of guys at shows go up. They still have their notebooks or they got a note on their phone. Hey, I'm looking for XYZ. These sets, do you have anything? So still a place in the hobby for that for sure. Did you buy something on Star? Did we buy the Darnold on Star Stock?
What did we buy? We bought something. So one of them went through.
145, Darnold.
The Dak Prescott has not gone through, but the Darnold went through.
So we bought a Darnold Prism PSA 10 rookie for 145.
We've got a request in. I feel like that closes. We'll see. Guys, the news segment was also just going to mention because we didn't really say it, but if you didn't hear already, BGS is sending back cards. They're holding off new grading, and PSA is going to be at Nationals.
Starting June 7th, Beckett is only taking Express and Super Express. So the same thing as PSA. Unless you're spending hundreds of dollars, they're not taking them.
But the difference being is they're sending cards back, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to
which
they didn't.
To me, makes them completely obsolete then. I don't know what you send to them anymore. Maybe super high-end patch autos. I like patch autos in a BGS holder. Aside from that, for the cost, I'm not sending them anything. Yeah, PSA being set up in person at the Nationals. Guys were like, what do you think they're going to charge? I have no idea, but I'm telling you right now, it's going to be hundreds. You're not going to go there and get something slab for $100. There's no chance. And the biggest response I've seen to that on every platform they've posted is basically, why don't you just spend more time catching up on the backlog? So that's what seemed to be the big, you know, the prevailing sentiment. Go Lakers. I'm putting on my LeBron jersey as soon as we finish.
Go Lakers. Is that
When is Lakers. That game is...
That's tonight. So is in the Joker.
That is tonight. Okay.
I could use a Lakers win. All right, here we go. Bold prediction. Jeff mentioned this. Oh, by the way, Jeff texted me. His wife's having the kid right now. I think we're going to name him Mike. This moment? Mike, I said. A good name for the kid.
That's really nice of you.
Bold prediction.
Go.
It's already... I mean, I kind of did this already. The Hawks are making the Eastern Conference Finals. Hawks beating the Sixers. I keep telling you the Sixers are going to choke in the big stage because Joel Embiid's going to get hurt. Sorry, Philly fans. I said that on like our first episode. I stand by it.
I've got a bold prediction. Nets beat the Bucks. That's about as bold as I can get, baby. But so for tonight, I don't think so. I think Hawks are done for.
I think the Lakers are going to go crazy. I hope. It's wishful thinking. I'm going to say like a 40-point triple-double from LeBron. I think we see LeBron go absolutely nuts. I hope so, man.
I think I will say he, of all the guys we've talked about and that I've actually been doing some research on, he seems to be the one who actually has control of turning it on and off. As like, if he wants to like just go crazy and put up
take
like 40-something points, yeah, he'll do it. But I think it's strategic. Like, he wanted to purposely wait it out. Yeah.
That Suns team is very good, though. So I don't know if that's a team you want to like goof around with. And I hope the Joker closes tonight. Portland's a 5-point favorite tonight, which is kind of funny to me. We'll see. Dame Lillard's a beast. That's one series we've been actually dead on
Dame
about.
Lillard. Yeah.
I told you this again. That's crazy. Not right a whole lot. Lillard's going to go absolutely crazy in some games and score 50, and they're going to lose a series in 6.
He got 55. You were wrong.
I think they're going to lose it in 6. I think they lose tonight and that series is done. So I had one other thing I was going to say, and now I don't remember what it was. Oh, tomorrow, Finest Baseball and Absolute Baseball. I will have personal boxes of each, ripped, shipped, whatever else.
We already talked about that.
And
that
the YouTube video was posted now. We're getting some comments on there. Sports cards, nonsense. Make sure you check that out. Last thing. This is actually it.
Oh, my.
We've been talking of Nash cards, SGC, bulk sub, best rate around. Walk-off submissions, my buddy Nick Piper. He's got a couple guys around the country, too. If you are still using BGS, PSA, CSG especially. He does SGC as well. His price is a little bit higher. They're still doing subs for everything. Nick's a great dude. He's live in the Facebook group once in a while. And the big difference is Nick will do evaluations live. He will actually look your cards over. Hey, this is what... And he makes out a little report card. So you know, hey, I don't think this card's going to gem. Don't waste your time sending it in. As much as we've talked about Chris and Nash cards, I want to talk up Nick because Nick's been super helpful with the page. A lot of guys like Nick and his group. Nick's a good friend. He lives right around the corner from Eddie. So if you're breaking with Eddie, he can just pass your cards off to Nick. I don't want you to think Nash cards is the only option because he is certainly not. And then, like we get every week, if you want supplies, go to Columbia Hobby. Go see Steve. ColumbiaHobby.com. Everybody always wants to know where you get top loaders, card savers, whatever. Steve is like the most stocked up guy in the country.
I will say I went to Amazon before I even knew about Steve. And it's even hard to find stuff on Amazon.
Yeah, just go to ColumbiaHobby.com, period.
Okay.
There you go. I have nothing else to say to you.
We did it. Oh, God. So we talked.
I'm going to have my camera ready Friday to go, night? By the way. I got to let the dogs out right now. Best believe if Griffey's lifting that leg, pal, you will be getting a video text message.
Have a great weekend, guys. Wait, whoa. We didn't say who the show's from. Spotify.
Just do
Ringer.
It. I don't, yeah.
Guys, thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe. Follow us on Spotify, but you can be sure to listen wherever you get your podcasts and all the social media. You know what to do. Love you. Peace.
The Line is brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network. Why do you never get that right?
Do we have to say word for word?
Oh, you dropped that on Insta, the video. I like it. There's a clip on Insta and there's a YouTube video. Apparently, I referred to myself in third person on there at one point because that was the first two comments we got.
That's how good I am, baby. All right. You're welcome. Good show.
I think we're done.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.